Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Sunday, October 30th, 2022 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Paper Excellence and Resolute have announced their intention to sell their Thunder Bay Pulp and Paper Mill. And also making headlines this past week, Weyerhaeuser announces a resolution for the work stoppage, i.e. a strike, in Oregon and Washington. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
Higher sludge handling capacity per square foot of belt, higher cake solids, compact design, stainless steel construction, very low maintenance. Yes, we're talking about the Bright Technologies belt filter presses. Sludge dewatering made easy. Check Bright Technologies out today. Make the call, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com. Your company will thank you for it.
We are back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, October 28th at 4880, up 211 points or 4.5% from the October 21st close. Gaining shares outpaced decliners by a 5-to-1 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was up 5.5%. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were Rayonier Advanced Materials, up 20.1%, followed by Quad Graphics, gaining 18.5%. The biggest decliner for the week was Nine Dragons, down 4.6%. Over the past year, Resolute Forest Products has been the top performer, gaining 85%, while the deepest decliner was Glatfelter, down by 83%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P Tracker is up 5.5%, while the PM40 is up 9.1%, and we'll be back right after this.
Hear this? That is the sound of well-running equipment in an industrial setting. If your equipment is going pow, bang, thump, 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 you've got problems. You need Failure Prevention Associates. Failure Prevention Associates are equipment condition monitoring specialists. Whether your equipment is old as the hills or the latest Industry 4.0 installation, Failure Prevention Associates can get you humming fast. Don't guess. Make decisions from a position of knowledge. www.failurepreventionpreventionprevention.com. Phone number 832-930-0756. Silence is golden.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dateline Sweden, SCA and Holmen to conduct a feasibility study for a new sawmill. SCA and Holmen have agreed last week to conduct a feasibility study regarding a new potential new jointly owned sawmill in Rundvik, Nordmaling municipality in Västerbotten, Sweden. A new sawmill in Norrland with high production capacity would increase the value of the forest assets in the long term, SCA said. Now, the feasibility study, which only includes production cooperation at the sawmill in Rundvik, will begin immediately and is expected to be completed in the spring of 2023. Stay tuned, folks. Dateline England. Deadline for Arjowigeon's Aberdeen paper mill passes with no deal struck. The deadline for selling a historic Aberdeen paper mill, which went into administration with the loss of more than 300 jobs, has passed. The Stonywood paper mill, which operated for more than 250 years, suddenly went into administration last month. Administrators have been trying to find a buyer who would run the business as a going concern. Now, however, that deadline has now passed. Without success, in the assets of the site will now be sold off. In 2019, the business was sold to a new parent company, securing the jobs at the mill. However, administrators were appointed in September, and a total of 301 of the 302 members of the staff in Aberdeen were made redundant. The remainder were retained to continue limited activity while the administrators explored the possibility that the mill and assets could be sold. Now, the mill's problems were blamed on the COVID-19 pandemic and economic challenges facing industrial manufacturing business, including rising energy costs. Administrators were also appointed at the Arjowigeon's mill at Chartham, Kent. The joint administrator said in a statement, quote, "The initial sale of business deadline passed without identifying any immediately deliverable transactions to secure the sale of either UK mill as an operational facility. The joint administrators will continue to look for buyers, but this will now be alongside the site wind-down strategy and the sale of assets on a piecemeal basis. If any party has a genuine interest, in acquiring both or either mill as an operational facility, then they should contact the joint administrators immediately." I mean, do it now, folks, if you want to, and before it's too late. Wow. This is such a sad story, and we'll keep you posted. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Dateline Helsinki. UPM confirms Uruguay pulp mill first quarter startup. Finnish forestry group UPM's new pulp mill in Uruguay will begin commercial production in the first quarter of 2023. The company said this past Tuesday as it reported record third quarter earnings. UPM said that the $2.72 billion eucalyptus pulp mill located in Paso de los Toros would grow its pulp business by more than 50%. Now, the company's quarterly earnings were in line with the positive profit outlook that it gave on October 13th, saying that sales prices more than offset the impact of continued increases in costs. Quote, "This year we expect our annual earnings to reach new record highs," UPM Chief Executive Officer Jussi Pesonen said in a statement. And we'll be back right after this.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today, we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures. No physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexico has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923. Or visit Norexico at norexico.com. That's norexeco.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Seattle. Weyerhaeuser announces resolution of strike in Oregon and Washington. Weyerhaeuser Company announced the successful resolution of a work stoppage involving members of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers Union in Oregon and Washington. Weyerhaeuser has approximately 1,200 employees who are members of the IAM, including employees in the company's Wood Products and Timberlands organization, and the approval of a new contract will result in the restoration of operations at all sites. Here comes a quote, quote, "We know this has been a difficult process for everyone involved and have appreciated the patience and professionalism of all parties as we worked through the negotiations," said Devin W. Stockfish, president and chief executive officer for Weyerhaeuser. Stockfish continues, quote, "Our people are what make Weyerhaeuser special, and we are committed to providing safe, reliable jobs with competitive wages and benefits to support our employees and their families. We believe this contract accomplishes those goals, and we are excited to welcome everyone back and resume normal operations as soon as possible." End of quote. Dateline Montreal. Paper Excellence Group and Resolute announce intention to sell Thunder Bay Pulp and Paper Mill. The Paper Excellence Group and Resolute Forest Products Incorporated announced their intention to sell Resolute's Thunder Bay Pulp and Paper Mill to further facilitate the regulatory review process. Now on July 6th, the Paper Excellence Group, through its wholly owned subsidiary, Domtar Corporation, a global diversified manufacturer of pulp and paper and specialty printing, writing, and packaging papers, I think we all knew that, entered into an agreement with Resolute, a global forest products company, I think we knew that too, to acquire all of the outstanding common stocks or shares of Resolute stock. Now here comes a quote, quote, "Today's announcement is a clear demonstration of our commitment to timely complete the acquisition of Resolute," said Patrick Lulu, Vice Chair and Chief Strategy Officer of the Paper Excellence Group. Here comes another quote, quote, "This is a very hard thing to do, but we believe it's necessary in order to accelerate our strategic combination with the Paper Excellence Group, stated Remy G. Lalonde, Resolute's president and chief executive officer. Lalonde continues, quote, "This mill is an exceptional asset. I'm confident that the dedicated and talented team in Thunder Bay will have a prosperous future with any company fortunate enough to have them as part of their organization." End of quote. Now, any sale of the Thunder Bay pulp and paper mill will be contingent upon closing of the announced acquisition of Resolute by Domtar and to applicable regulatory approvals. The acquisition of Resolute by Domtar continues to be expected in the first half of 2023, following stockholder and regulatory approvals and satisfaction of other customary closing conditions, the receipt of which remain outstanding. Now, there can be no assurance that the required regulatory approvals will result from this process. Resolute and Domtar each reaffirmed their general policy to not comment or respond to market rumor or speculation regarding the regulatory process or the transaction. That means, i.e., don't ask him about it. Now, Resolute and Domtar will not comment further on this matter until the definitive resolutions of the regulatory process are achieved, i.e., do not ask them about it, because they don't want you to ask them about it. And doggone it, they're not going to say anything. Don't ask them. Dateline Longview, Washington. NORPAC starts new $50 million recycling equipment in Longview. A Longview-based paper mill opened its newest drum pulper this past week as part of its ongoing effort to bring jobs to Cowlitz County and meet a growing market for recycled paper products across southwest Washington. The $50 million investment for the new drum pulper added 100 new jobs and will help expand North Pacific Paper Company's ability to make packaging paper from recycled waste paper, said NORPAC CEO Craig Anberg. The paper mill will now employ 500 folks total. Quote, "This new equipment will utilize waste paper from Washington and Oregon to produce recycled packaging papers," Anberg said in a new release. Anberg continues, quote, "This prevents tons of waste paper from going to the landfills, and it supports regional economic activity," end of quote. That's a good thing. The Washington Economic Development Finance Authority helped finance the project, Anberg said. Now, the pulper will increase capacity from 300,000 metric tons to 800,000 metric tons of recycled paper annually, Anberg said. Congratulations to NORPAC. That's good work. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Proper Italo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone.
Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Paparitalo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Kalamazoo, Michigan. $99,000 fine, odor control proposed for a graphic packaging facility over alleged air violations. Graphic Packaging International would pay a $99,000, $270 fine. Let me say that one more time. $99,270 fine and be required to make process changes at its paper facility over alleged air quality violations under an order proposed by the state, the Michigan environmental regulators announced this past week. The Graphic Packaging International facility is located near neighborhoods north of Kalamazoo's downtown. Now, from February 2017 to May of 2019, Michigan Department of Environmental Great Lakes and Energy Air Quality Division issued 5 Rule 901 violations notices to Graphic Packaging in Kalamazoo for emitting odors from its plant and that, quote, created an unreasonable interference with the comfortable enjoyment of life and property in the surrounding area, end of quote, according to the proposed order released by EGLE on October 24th. Now, if you want to learn more about this story, go to our Nip Impressions website at www.nipimpressions.com and look for the graphic packaging story on nipimpressions.com. Dateline Texas and Brazil. Suzano to acquire Kimberly-Clark tissue business in Brazil. Suzano S.A. hereby informs its shareholders and the market in general the execution on October 24, 2022, of an equity purchase agreement entered into by and between the company as the buyer, Kimberly-Clark Brazil International e Comércio de Produtos de Higiene Laminados, also known as KC Brazil, as seller, and Kimberly-Clark Worldwide Incorporated, also known as KC, as guarantor for the acquisition by the company, subject to certain conditions precedent of all the quotas held by KC Brazil in a new company that will be the holder of the assets related to the business of manufacturing, marketing, distributing, and or selling of tissue products, including toilet paper, paper towels, napkins, tissues, as well as paper products in Brazil, including ownership of the brand Neve, N-E-V-E, which is the target company. As part of the deal, the other global brands currently used by KC Brazil will be licensed to the company for a specific term of the transaction. The main assets included in the transaction consist of a tissue production plant located in the municipality of Mogi das Cruzes in the state of São Paulo, with an annual production capacity of approximately 130,000 tons. The transaction is aligned with the company's long-term strategy to, quote, advance in the links of the value chain, as is widely public knowledge, representing geographic complementary and synergy gains with its current consumer goods business, that being tissue. Achoo. Dateline Canada. Paper Excellence Crofton Pulp Mill to shut down following strike notice. Later this year, Paper Excellence had planned to shut down its paper mill operations in Crofton but maintain its pulp mill operations. But now the company says it will shut down the pulp mill as well, at least temporarily, after Public and Private Workers of Canada, also known as the PPWC Local 2, served a 72-hour strike notice. The pulp and paper mill employs 575 folks, 370 folks on the pulp operations side represented by PPWC, and the other 205 in the paper mill represented by Unifor. The company said it has been in negotiations with the local since July of 22 in contract negotiations. PPWC Local 2 has been asking for wage parity with other pulp and paper mill workers in the province, according to the Canadian Federation of Unions. Now, earlier this month, Paper Excellence announced it would indefinitely shut down its paper mill in Crofton in December, citing declining markets and prices for traditional paper products. The company had said at the time that it would maintain its pulp operations, however, now, not so much maybe. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are GlobalPaperMoney.com and NipImpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 10th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.